Good morning to all of you. So glad to see you here this morning. Many of our religious friends are celebrating today, and they are celebrating what they consider one of the most important religious days of the year, the birth of Jesus Christ. And one can understand why that God becoming a man and putting on flesh is so significant. We know that it was significant to God's plan. I didn't realize Ryan was going to lead that song, but it's a good tie-in. That what happened was according to God's plan. It's easy for us to understand why that all of mankind, for all ages, would want to lift up their voices in joyous praise and thanksgiving at the birth of Jesus. It's easy for us to understand why that little children would be thrilled at the stories about the birth of Jesus and about the angels coming down upon the shepherds and announcing what a wondrous thing had happened. It's easy from a human standpoint to see how thrilling that part of the story is. But the problem is that God gave no instructions to his people for them to take one specific day and to set it aside as a day of celebrating or remembering the birth of his son. The apostles never mentioned setting aside one day, the 25th of December, as a day for this purpose. They never spoke of that. The inspired record that we have, the biblical record that we have, does not mention the early church practicing this in any way whatsoever. Now, I want us to recognize that it's good to acknowledge the greatness of the birth of Christ, no matter what the season would be, no matter what the time of the year is, to remember how wonderful it is that Jesus came from heaven to put on flesh, to become a man, to become like us. It's good for us to remember that. But we don't want to give the impression to those around us that this is a religious holiday that we feel that God set apart, that God in his wisdom said, recognize a day, take a day. I want all believers in all ages to take a day to recognize the importance of this and to celebrate in a special way on that day. But today is special, as Rob said. Today is special for us. Many years ago, you'll find out, Delan and I had planned a summer trip. We were living in Tampa, and we were going to go up to New York State. We were going to go to the Adirondack Mountains. We were going to follow up the Hudson Valley up to Lake Placid, where they had held a Winter Olympics up there. And this was something we were looking forward to. Our children were small. I say small, 13. 10, 8, but they were children, and they were looking forward to it. And so we tried to find a congregation that we could worship with. It was a little bit hard to find a congregation along the Hudson Valley that we could meet with and worship with. We finally found a congregation over in Vermont. And I call and I spoke to the preacher there, and I said, we're coming up, we're going to be there. I gave him the date. He told me what time they assembled. And he said, here's how you get there from where we were going to be staying at in New York State. And we left, and it was a beautiful morning. It was a beautiful drive, but it took a lot longer than we thought. It took almost 2 hours to get there. We had to take a ferry boat across Lake Champlain in order to get over into Vermont and then drive to this place where we would meet with the saints there. They waited for us. They waited for us to get there. Because they knew that it was important for us to be with Christians on the first day of the week. And they didn't have time to talk very much about the services and what their particular tradition might be in regard to some things. But when it came time to the Lord's Supper, there were only about 15 of us that were going to take it. None of our children had been baptized. And we all got up and we surrounded a table. One of those tables that says, "Do this in remembrance of me." And we surrounded the table. And we held hands. And the one that was presiding then led us in some precious thoughts. They were very special thoughts to us. They were thoughts such as the Apostle Paul expressed in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, coming down, beginning with about verse 23, where Paul said, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was being betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes.'" This day is very, very special. What we are about to do is very, very special. We're going to remember the death of our Lord, the sacrifice of our Lord for each of us. Let's partake of the supper.